somebody to scan the notes, those, and then if it's scanned, then I don't know, we'll see then. If it's legible, then we'll just send it to everyone. And if it's not legible, then I don't know, then we're back to square one. The problem is it's blue ink, I don't know if it'll come out.
Yeah, the scanners in the library can do color.
Okay. If you tell them what it is, I'm sure they'll let you do it for free.
Ah, scanning is free anyway.
Oh, scanning is free anyway? And the way it works is that the facing page is the footnotes for this page. Like, it's like little circles with numbers and goes to the facing page. It's not good, it has a page. That sheet doesn't have everything. Right. Don't lose it. Okay, I just don't have a regular Gemara in the office. I have to get them up. But these are in the headphones. Yeah, so we left off yesterday. Gemara said that Rabbi Shavabay, the Mishkale Silay, that Rab wouldn't like it, the Rav Skaris Papa, wouldn't let his son take out his splinter. Lest Dil Machavu Rabbi Shigas Issa. So Umar asked the Hachi Achen Nami. So it should be also for anybody, because Chaimu Bechara is also for anybody. So the Gemara answered, B'noi, Shigas Chenek, Acher is Shigas Lav. So I said yesterday that just in the grammar of the Gemara's Teretz, that the Tosis apparently learns that the Gemara's Teretz is, we haven't done the Tosis yet, but we'll see, Tosis apparently assumes that never mind the lumbus of the Gemara's Teretz, but just the grammar of the Teretz, what the structure of the Teretz is, that by a shigas chenek is more chomer, and since a shigas chenek we're chayshish even by iser chenek we're chayshish even for a shkago, by a lav we're not chayshish for a shkago. Whatever exactly shkago here means, Taisus the Chachilu thinks it means dover shenim iskaven. The end Taisus says it means something else. It'll be a psikration. He'll deliberately, we're chayshish that he'll do it deliberately. He'll take out the splinter even though it's a psikration. But al kaponim, the Taisus learns that the Gemara's Teretz is that by an iser chenek we're chayshish for a shkago, and by an iser lav we're not chayshish for a shkago. We're saying a fundamental difference between an iser chenek and an iser lav. An iser chenek, by isur chenek we're chayshish for a shkago. By an iser lav we're chayshish for a shkago. So, for example, that's why Taisus assumes the Gemara, in Taisus's initial assumption that shkago over here means dover shein miskaven. So Taisus reads into this Gemara a new idea that by Surei Chenek or by Nisim Isis Beistin, there's no heter of Dovah Shenim Eskavim. That in Kol HaTar Kula, Dovah Shenim Eskavim is only Mutta by Chayv Elavim, and it's not Mutta by Chayv Isis Beistin. Taisus asks, what about Shabbos? Shabbos is also Chayv Isis Beistin, and we do find the heter of Dovah Shenim Eskavim, and that's the pupil of Taisus. But like upon him, the whole kasha starts because Taisus read the Gemara to mean that there's some fundamental halach here about an Issa Chenek. That by an Issa Chenek, we don't allow Dovah Shein Miskaven. If Shkogel means Dovah Shein Miskaven. And I suggested yesterday that the Rambam read the Gemara differently. Because the Rambam paskens that even by Benoi, where it's a Shigas Chenek, if there's nobody else to do it, so it's Mutter. And so I asked yesterday, where did the Rambam get that from? That doesn't say in the Gemara. Benoi Shigas Chenek, Rab wouldn't let his son take out a splinter. Who said there was anybody else to do it? Where did Ram get this din from? That since the father's mistire, if there's nobody else to do it, then the son is allowed to do it. So I suggested that Mustama, the Rambam, read the Gemara, that when the Gemara says the chiluk between Shigas Chenek and Shigas Lav, the Gemara doesn't mean there's some fundamental chiluk. Fundamentally, if we make up by Shigas Lav, we can make up by Shigas Chenek as well. The Gemara just means to say that given a choice, there's somebody else available who could do the same job, given a choice, we would rather risk a Shigas Chenek or Shigas Lav than risk a Shigas Chenek. If there be a choice between a Shigas Lav and a Heter Gomer, we would go with the Heter Gomer. If there's a choice between a Shigas Chenek and a Shigas Lav, we go with the Shigas Lav. And if there's no choice and all we have available is a Shigas Chenek, then we'll allow a Shigas Chenek as well. It's not that there's some fundamental divide. It's just that we want to minimize our risk profile. So a son is a high risk. An Acher is a lower risk because he's only risking a lot. So therefore, that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. And if that's the case, the Rambam saw in the Gemara that we go with the lowest risk that we can. If there's nobody available, the lowest risk that we have is Shigas Chenek, and then we would allow Shigas Chenek as well. That's what I said in the Rambam. And then as I saw afterwards, the Ran reads the Gemara that way as well. We'll see in a minute the Ran a little bit, there's some tension with the Ran, but the Ran seems to read the Gemara that way as well. He says, Beferish. That we why should he said Pshat in the Gemara, that why should we allow the ben to be Machnas Atzmi L'Beis HaSofik when it's available to somebody else? Somebody else could be Machnas Atzmi L'Beis HaSofik and it'll be a less Chomedic Issa. So the Ran, Masechet Devarim, says that Pshat also. Here's the question. Because what's the next line in the Gemara? So according to Rambam, that means since there's an acher available, let's go with the shigas lav rather than go with the shigas chenek. If nobody else is available, we'll be mach shigas chenek too. But if there's a shigas lav available, then we'll take the route of least resistance. We'll go with the shigas lav. We won't go with the shigas chenek. So what's shver? Somebody ask me a kasha.
What's the
question? So what's the next line in the Gemara? Gemara asks, if you're telling me that Shigas Chenek is also, so how are we matter to take out a splinter on Shabbos? The Mishnah implies, says you'll have to take out a splinter on Shabbos. Why aren't we chayshish that it'll make a bichayvel and it'll be a Shigas Chenek? What's the kasha? The only reason why we don't allow Shigas Chenek is because there's an option of a Shigas Lav. You can give it to somebody else, take out the splinter, and then it'll be a Shigas Lav. Shabbos is Shabbos for everybody. So it's like when there's no Acher. When there's no Acher, we let the Ben do it, even though it's a Shigas Chenek. So Shabbos, it's Shabbos for, it's Shigas Chenek for everybody. So what's the Gemara's Kash altogether?
Mati.
So I saw the Ran Taka, is Mavliya, that Pshat and Gemara's Kash, the Gemara is saying, the same way we don't allow Shigas Chenek if we have the option of Shigas Lav, so we shouldn't allow taking out a Kais and Shabbos since he has the option to wait till after Shabbos. And that's Pshat and Gemara. That's what we have to say in the Rambam as well. Rambam, it's a chiddush because maybe the tsar of waiting till tomorrow is also something. But apparently the Gemara held that's not enough. And therefore the Gemara thought that this should be the same thing. Why should we be out there on Shabbos? Right. Don't you have to wait for an Acher to come? Well, because you don't know. I guess because you don't know when an Acher will come. Sunday, you know, will come. But an Acher, you don't know. Maybe Acher won't come. I mean, an Acher who knows how to do it. The lunchroom anyway. Just tea, it's not actually so terrible. And the notes I gave away already. So. Okay. That's so terrible. Just not empty. Okay. Emes in the Ran, the lashon in the Ran is very difficult. Anybody have a Ran? Ran here? Just not heading?
Yeah.
Oh, here's a Ran. Also, in the definition of what is a what does shayud mean? What is lashon shayud in Agamar? Shigas lav, shigas chenek. What exactly is the nature of this shkaga? So also we talked a little bit yesterday that in Tosfos has two tzaddikim. Tosfos lechatchila thinks shkaga means dovashin miskavim. Shigas chenek, shigas lav means dovashin miskavim. He's going to take out a kais. He might make a chabur. That's a classic dovashin miskavim. Like he's going to safsul, he might make a charitz. He's taking out a kites, he might make a chabur. Dovashin miskavim. That's all Chachil Tais understands. And then Tais is asking that because it'll come out that shigas chenek is that dovashin miskavim and isachenek is also Tais says kashas on that. In the end, Tais says over here means something. It means a psikresha, so a psikresha should be also even by a lab. So Tais means it's a special. Well, the concern is not that it's for sure a psikresha. It might become a psikresha and it'll do it anyway. So like this, he's allowed to take out the kais if it's not apsikresha. But with chayshish, maybe it'll become apsikresha, and he'll be so involved in taking out the kais that he won't stop. And he'll take out the kais even though it's now become apsikresha, and he'll actually be, in effect, deliberately making a chabura. And that's something we're chayshish about by an iser chenek. We're not chayshish about by an iser lav. I thought in the Rambam, based on the Rambam about Hakozo, the Rambam compares Hakozo to Natilas Kais, that the Pshat and the Shkog over here is differently. The Shkog is he might not do it carefully. If he'll just do the minimum, he'll take out the Kais carefully, then it'll be Mutter. But with Chayshish, he'll do more than he needs to, and it'll be Chayvel. That's why the Rambam held, the same way you have a concern by a Kais, that he might be Chayvel. So even by Hakozo and by every operation, concerned that he might be chayvel more than he needs to, and that will be osur. That's really not mamish a smoking gun in the Rambam. That's the pshat. But I started Rambam Noitan, the way the Rambam equates all of these cases, that it's all cases. The concern in all these cases is that he'll do more than he needs to. So that's why the Rambam held it's the same concern that you have by a kites, that he might do more than he needs. So you have the same thing by akazim. So that also I saw in the Rambam. But the Rambam Sechad Rambam also says that that's the pshat in the Suffolk over here. Why the Rif played in all the cases? That the concern is that he'll be when he takes out the kites. The Ran says that word. It is shall for him yite ba hakaz ve yachaven ba brid. Yasa chabur shloi l'sarech. Shema yasa chabur shloi l'sarech. Shiach shuvit l'asilu v'yach belu b'mochem acher. I'm sorry. He's talking about the Rif. The Rif equates all the cases. We saw the Rama also equates all the cases. He doesn't quote the Rama, but so he explains. I will eshul eshul lahakas love and may you time at the simu. The seal, the same reason that we have the aser taking out a splinter, the same reason is the reason to aser the makas la'aviv. Shelefa'omim yitiv ha'kozav lo yechavim bavrid. Just like by a splinter, he might miss and be chayvul. So when he's doing ha'kozav, he might miss the vein and be chayvul. V'yaseh habur shelo yutzarech, and that's a shikta schenek. So it's a similar. More later in the Hemshchah of the Ran. The Ran quotes Tosis, that the Gemara over here is talking about that it's a Dovish and Miskavim, that Shigas Chenek is a Dovish and Miskavim. He brings the whole pilpul of Tosis. He brings the Kashas, who was the Gemara one from Shabbos. Shabbos is Docha. We haven't done Tosis yet. But then the Ran says, you know, let's read it together. Let me read the Ran. Elanira, Shatam Anochin, the Shigas Lav Mutter. Why is the Shigas Lav Mutter? Taisha said, as Dovish and Miskavan. He's going away from that. It's nothing to do with Dovish and Miskavan. So why is Shigas Lav Mutter? With Nashali Matsinu Shaona Shakos of Klau. Perhaps that feel within Shamayim and Mishayev. Shainacho Loimar, Shaosa Isaka Sheikh Nisatmil Besa Sophic. She said, "Toyva hoisik havanos l'rapes is chaveru, aval bebnoi vade in oimim kein she'ef shalasis al yedei acher, ve'acher oyle likonis to beis hasof ve'geisim imenu, me'shisur yoisik hal, aval bebnoi ef she sheyite benetilas hakaitz, ve'ach bel ba'ovu v'yeshigis chenek." What's he saying over here? He says himself, "Amish minei." He starts off by saying, "What's the heter of shigas lav?" So he says, "Me'shulei matzino she'ona shakosuv kal." It sounds like he's saying, in Chayim, such a discussion, Shigas Koras, the Torah prescribes an Oinish, you have to bring a carbon. Shigas Shetzicha, the Torah prescribes an Oinish, you have to go up to Golos. Shigas Lav, the Torah doesn't prescribe any Oinish for Shigas Lav. So maybe a shigas lav, l'chari means to say, since we don't find the Torah prescribed an einish for shigas lav, so a shigas lav is not a ma'isa aveira. So therefore, you don't have to worry that maybe it'll make a chabur by an acher. You don't have to worry that maybe it'll make a chabur, because even if it'll make a chabur, it'll only be a shkaga. It's not going to do it deliberately. It'll be a shkaga, lack of carelessness, and a shkaga is not a ma'isa, a shkaga in a lav is not a ma'isa aveira. So the chari means to say, he's saying something sounds like it's a very deep lumdus over here. Shigas lav is not a ma'isa aveira. The chayim is wrong like that. The shigas lav is not a ma'isa aveira. Since there's no einish for shigas lav, it's not a ma'isa aveira. That's his saying. That's what he's saying. B'dinu shamayim is chayim. Because they shall matzino shonash hakosel kral. The efshed afilu b'dinu shamayim is chayim. But then the next line is, well, we'll stop here. Let's pause here for a second. So what's Shigas Chenek? So what's Shigas Chenek different? So maybe you'll say Shigas Chenek is different because there is no Einish for Shigas Chenek. First of all, there's no Einish for Shigas Chenek either. If there's no Karas, by Makdov, no Karas. So there's no carbon, there's no Golos, there's no anything. So what's the difference? If he's saying a word in Shigas Lav, the Leonish HaKosov Klal, it's not a Maisa there. So by Shigas Chenek, it's also not a Maisa there. Why should it be any different? And if, so what did he gain? Maisa Shigas Chenek, Torah Gemara says also. And if there is some fundamental difference, that Shigas Chenek was more of a Maisa there. So then that's what the Gemara is saying. Shigas Lav is not a Maisa Aveira. Shigas Chenek is a Maisa Aveira. That's what it sounds like he's winding up to. So why then, in the end, when he's talking about the difference between Shigas Chenek and Shigas Lav, he says that more al derech we saw in the Rambam that Acher Roilu Dikonis Bebeis Asof Yosim Menim De Shisur Yosir Kal, that we would rather have the Acher do it than the Ben, because the Acher is more Kal than the Ben. It sounds like the Rambam really is the same thing. Shigas Lav, Shigas Chenek, except that why do a high risk thing if you could do a low risk thing? Not that there's some difference in lumps between a Shigas Lav and a Shigas Chenek, but they're both the same. But you have a choice between an Acher and a Ben. So we go with the Acher and we don't go with the Ben, because the Ben is an Issa Chomer and the Acher is an Issa Kal. Okay, so then that's enough to explain the Gemara. What does he need this first business? What does he need that lumps for? Then he has this other line here. Don't tell me he didn't issue when he put himself into a matzav of sofik. Maybe he'll be chayvel. Because he's doing it with toiva. He's doing it altruistically. That's his kash in the first place. If shigas lav is not a ma'isa aveira, so what's the problem putting yourself into a base of sofik? Even if he'll be chayvel, it won't be a ma'isa aveira. That's what he wanted in the first place. What was he saying in the beginning?
Why would he call it more kal at the end? He's trying to say that.
Right, that's really what's bothering me. So at the end, it sounds like he's saying, Aderech, we said in the Rambam, there's no fundamental difference between Shigas Lav and Shigas Chenek. Maybe if somebody else around will allow Shigas Chenek to. But if we have a choice between the Acher and the Ben, we'll go with the Acher, we won't go with the Ben. That's fine. That's a kosher shot in the Gemara. That's right. The Rambam, I think, learned the Gemara. So what does he need at the beginning, this extra lumbus? We don't find that the Torah was managed by a Shigas Lav. It's very awesome. I don't saw the round of it. It's just hard to see how the words hang together. I guess it would be better if you had it right in front of you, but okay. There's not that many Rishonim and Sanhedrin, but the round we have, it's a good idea to bring the round, maybe to run it off. So I thought maybe like this, that maybe we have to read the round as follows. The round is saying two alternative pshatim in the Gemara. And we should read around like this. Elanira shatama noch in the shigas lab mutter neshalim atzino sh'ona shakosav klal. Period. The Ran is saying maybe pshat in the Gemara is shigas lab is mutter because not a maisaver. Lematzino sh'ona shakosav. It's not a maisaver. That's too lumish. Shigas lab is mutter because the Torah was not manned. There's no einish in dini adam. And since there's no einish in dini adam, for a shigas lav, never mind. I don't think I like it now. Hamenochin shigas lav mutter mishter in sinish onesh akosuf klal. Efshed I feel within shemai name is chayim. Ein loyim is also isik shis nara kishich nizatzim beis asof. Another thing that's probably that's a lot of. What's his need? And he says maybe he didn't issue when he was hichnas atzmi lebeis hasofik. He's entertaining. Maybe when he put himself into the sofik that he might be chayvul. Maybe that itself is an issue. That makes him liable in dini shamayim. So he said no. L'toyva hoisek havanosi l'rachbas is chavera. So that's why it was okay. Stamaze to put himself into a beis hasofik. That really is questionable behavior. Dini shamayim. Maybe that shouldn't be allowed. Put yourself into a beis hasofik. So mainly, even in the Shemayim, he was allowed to be machnas atzmi lebeis hasofik. I don't understand. Manushach, if it's a psik ratio, he said before, if it's a psik ratio, how does also? So Elamai, we're not talking about a psik ratio. Since the Tovah Shemis Kavan, it's not a psik ratio. So Heichon Shemanu, that there's a problem in putting yourself into a beis hasofik by something that by Tovah Shemis Kavan is not a psik ratio. You have to have some kind of toiva, kavona toiva, or apos is chavere. The guy's megara is safsal on Shabbos. There's a shah, you might make a chritz. If it's a psikresha, it's also, but if it's not a psikresha, so it's mutter. But shemad me oilom, that there's a problem, but he's being machin satsum based on sofet. And he's only allowed to drag the bench if it's, if it's supported with some, the toiva hoisa kavanose. Maybe his friend needs a bench. A lot of us also say, if it's not a psikresha, it's a dovish and a miskon, it's not a psikresha, so it's mutter l'chatchil. Before he talked in terms of Dovash and Miskavim, when he brought the whole pilpul of Taisus, he talked through in terms of Dovash and Miskavim. So what does he want now? So I think Be'echach, at least in this Nekuda, that he's talking walking away from Dovash and Miskavim. First he brought the pilpul of, even though it's not so spelled out in the Ran. L'chatchil he brought the pilpul of Taisus that it's a Dovash and Miskavim. And then he gets into and he gets into Taisus's problems with Dovash and Miskavim with Sisu. And he sort of grounds to a halt. So what is this? So Elamai it's talking not a Dovash and Miskavim. Dovash and Miskavim means that you say you've been goyer me to you've been goyer as kisei, and there's an objective suffix that there might be a chritz. The suffix is out there. That's some not a matzav of segresha. It may or may not cause the chritz. So that's mutter l'chatchila. Here, the problem is different. The problem is like you said earlier. He didn't really say it so fair earlier. Here the problem is different. The problem is that he might not be careful enough. It's shaykh to take out the kites without making a chabur. Shaykh to be makis, if he's careful, it'll be machaven bevir, he won't make a chabur. We're afraid that he's going to do it in a way that he's not going to be careful. And he's going to make a chabur. So maybe that's different than a regular davish and a miskaven. A regular davish and a miskaven, when it's not a psik resha, there's no culpability. If a chavit, it's objective in the system that it may or may not make the chavits. Here, if he's chayvel, the chayvel will come out from a certain amount of negligence. So it won't be a mezid gomer. There's no hasro. We're not going to be. You won't have dinim of a mezid. But al kapanim, he'll be culpable. So there's a sad to say he shouldn't be machnas atzmi lebeis hasofik. Why should he put himself into the situation where if he's not exactly careful to the maximum degree, he's going to be chayvel ba'aviv? It'll be more chomer than a regular davar shein miskaven. It's going to be a carelessness on his part. So maybe, since there's a high risk over here that he might not be careful enough, so we should say that he's being machnas atzim lebeis hasofik shelo letzara. That putting himself into a situation like al tivyein el deini soyin, he's putting himself into a situation where any slight degree of carelessness is going to result in an iser. Maybe then Dina Shemayim, that's a taina. You're not allowed to be, at least in Dina Shemayim, you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation where you have to be so careful, where the slightest deviation, the slightest carelessness, the slightest moment of inattention will result in being chayvul ba'aviv. So maybe that's a problem, to put yourself into such a beis hasofik. He says that for that he says that since the toivah is a kavanosa, l'rafis is chaveroi. So that's why that's okay. Meaning, yes, it's true. He's in a minefield. He's walking into a minefield. The slightest misstep to the right, to the left, he's going to be chayul ba'aviv. So that man is doing a ma'aseh issa, because if he's very, very careful, he won't violate anything. And he says he's going to be very careful, but. Who told him to put himself into such a matzah, into what the Ram calls the beis hasofik? Says the Ram, so toiba is a kavanosa, the Ram is a chaver, since he's trying to help his friend. So he's allowed to put himself into such a situation that's very fraught with consequences if he's going to be inattentive. But he says he's not going to be inattentive, he's going to do it carefully, he's going to try his best. And he's allowed to put himself into such a beis hasofik. It's not called, you're not allowed to put yourself into a beis hasofik for no reason at all. I like to live dangerously. That he's not allowed to do, but to put himself into a base of sofik, lehatzel is chaver, lerapis is chaver, and he'll be careful. So that he says that's mutter even in dine shemayim. Maybe that's what he means in the beginning also when he says elanira shatam anochi the shigas lav mutter mipnei shulim matzino sheonos hakosim klal. I don't think he means there's no iser for shigas lav because there's no carbon for shigas lav. No carbon for shigas chenek either. What does he want? I think that's what he means. I think he meant from the very beginning this is what he was talking about. Maybe there's a problem with putting yourself into a beis hasofik. Putting yourself into a matzah where you might, if you're not careful, you might do an aver. So he says, no, lematzina sha'ana sha'chasu klal. Person puts himself into a sofik, he walks along a precipice that he might do an avera, and then he does the avera, but ana sha'chasu, the Torah doesn't consider that to be a mezid. Because I thought maybe that's called a mezid. You take out a kodesh, you might make a chabur, you know you might make a chabur, you know it's dangerous, and then kachare, you made a chabur, maybe taka chayev, maybe shibi chayev misa. He says, no, lematzina sha'ana sha'chasu. The Torah is not manish for putting yourself on the edge of doing an avera, where you know if you and then there's a misstep and you do an avera, well, there's no inish for that. So therefore, so you're allowed to do it. Maybe in the Shemayim it's wrong. In the Odom, but maybe in the Shemayim it's wrong. So that's the Histofa. The Esher that filled with the Shemayim and Mischayim. Maybe even in the Shemayim, you're allowed to walk along this precipice. Because don't tell me that this kind of reckless behavior is an iser in Dina Shemayim at least. maybe it's not all of this. He never was suggesting some word about Shivas Lav, that a Shivas Lav is not a Maisa Avera, because you don't find an Oinish. And the Chayim, I said before, the Chayim, I think the Nesivah said such as well, that a Shivas Lav is not a Maisa Avera, because there's no Oinish in the Torah for it. Shigas Karas is a Maisa Avera, because there's Torah is Machayev Karban. He's not saying such a fancy thing. He's saying this from the very beginning, from the get-go. He's talking about this Nekudah. That how is he allowed to put himself into such a matzav that he might do an isra, and it's not like a regular dovashin miskaven. A regular dovashin miskaven, there's no negligence on his part. It's just bad sin built in that it's a sofer. It's like a low roll of the dice. That's not a psikration, it's mutter. Then he asks, so achen hami, so benoy nami. If you're telling me that it's really mutter because it's you just told me a whole husband, why it's mutter? Because you're not really, because being machnas atzma the base hasofik is not called the hazoda. You're not being machnas atzma the base, and even in dina shemayim it's l'rapis is chaveroi. So you had to put yourself into a base hasofik. So benoy nami. Says the Ran, yeah, but nechen hami, but benoy you have a choice. Who said to do it alidei benoy? Do it alidei achen.
Why can't every single
acher
say that?
What do you mean? Every single acher, every single acher, there's no, everybody's an acher.
Right.
So an acher is allowed to do it because there's nobody else, and he's allowed to be machnas atzma on the basis of it, l'rapis is chaver. But a ben is not allowed to be machnas atzma on the basis of it, l'rapis is oviv, since it's efshar al-yedei acher, and that's less chomer if you'll make a mistake.
Why can't every acher can say it's also efshar al-yedei acher, no?
No, but the acher is just as chomer as him, so what? He pushes his friend off the cliff. They're both on equal footing. So why should I don't have to risk an avera, let somebody else risk the avera. They're all the same. But why should the ben risk more chomer than avera of shigas of chenek if somebody else could only risk an avera of shigas la?
What about a guy?
Yeah, so that's not a kasha. Why not a guy? We're so used to going to glacier doctors, and it's a very big sign if you had to go to glacier doctor. It might kill you. It's also to go to glacier doctor. So mice nowadays we do, but. But that thing more didn't entertain. That's not called Efshar Yedei Acher. Yeah, I think it's like I'm subshopping there. How's where in the round is the Chazora from Dovish and Miskaven? You should have to bring around this year. There's only one, what?
Elanir. I mean, when you have your quotes, yeah, as kashas on it, and Elanir Shaitam kind of goes.
Yeah, but where do you see that he was chayzer from the world up till now when he was talking in around places Havon of the Gemara? That is a Tovish and Miskaven, and he speaks with Tovish and Miskaven by Yisur Shabbat, by Yisur Shlab, and by Yisur Chenek. So he was in the world of Tovish and Miskaven. All of a sudden now he changed gears, and he's no longer in the world of Tovish and Miskaven. It's in a different world. It's not a Tovish and Miskaven, it's something worse than a Tovish and Miskaven. It's something. Rabbi Shimon's having his mutter. This is something more fraught with peril. We're in the lush on the round. You see that chazar. So I think it's over here. It, for those of you who have around in front of you, he quotes the Tosfos, and then he gets into Tosfos' problems because what is number one from Achat Shel Yad? There it's not a Melechas Mashavas. But I got some ice. We'll see later. But he has a lush over here. Di'i havi dovah she'enim iskaven. Ulfi peiros der kosha. Going on Taisus. Taisus learns the Gemara is after Dovashen Miskaven. And the Gemara is saying he said that Dovashen Miskaven by Chayve Misus is also. Dovashen Miskaven is only Mutter by Chayve Lavin, it's not Mutter by Chayve Misa. So Taisus asks, what does the Gemara want from. So Taisus asks from the Gemara about Shabbos, how we matter Dovashen Miskaven by Shabbos. So Taisus Shabbos also, Dovashen Miskaven is not, even if you do, by Shabbos, Dovashen Miskaven is not called Shigas Chenek, it's because it's really, it's not a Melechas Machshavas anyway. We'll see in Taisus. Since it's not a Melechus Mashemus anyway, so at maximum it's only this is the Rabban. So Tovah Shem is Kama, and this is the Rabban. It's certainly Mutter. Fact around, if he pairs that kosher, my kushi the Machat Shal Yad, so then what is the number one from Machat Shal Yad? And tell me, right? What's the next line of the Gemara? The Gemara asks, "Machash v'yad." It's not shigas chenek. It's not amleches machshavas. The I have a dovish in miskaven. I think this phrase. If it's a dovish in miskaven, I mean the b'shabbos mutter dovish in miskaven is a mutter by Shabbos. What's this line around? The I have a dovish in miskaven. If it's a dovish in miskaven, of course it's a dovish in miskaven. When were we ever misufik about that? Is it a dovish in miskaven? I think here's the smoking gun. You see, this is not so poshut. Tosis considers this to be a dovish in miskaven. It's like various sapsim. You're dragging a sapsel, you might make a chritz. You're taking out a chritz, you might make a chavur. It's like a dovish and a miskaven. And it's on those terms, Taisus' whole pilpul commences. By the Rana, we're not so posh that this is called a dovish and a miskaven. Because if it'll be chavur, it's not a dovish and a miskaven. A dovish and a miskaven, he just pulls the bench. He's not touching the chavritz, but it may happen that it'll be a chavritz. It's like a maisa acher. The chavritz may happen. It's like a throw of the die. Over here, if he'll make a if he will be chayvel, it's not something that's going to happen on its own. If he'll be chayvel, it'll be his own negligence, and it'll be chayvel, be a dayim. It's more chomer in a way. It's more chomer than a dovah shein miskaven. He's putting himself into a situation where not that a chabura might happen on its own. He, in a moment of inattention, may be chayvel. That's maybe more chomer than a dovah shein miskaven is mutal chatchila. Call it terkul dovah shein miskaven is mutal chatchila. That's the whole pilpul of Tosis. This is worse than a dovish in his cabin. Here, it's a high risk behavior because he might carelessly be chayvel, and that's not a. And if he will be chayvel in carelessness, that won't be a dovish in his cabin. So Tosis considers this to be a case of dovish in his cabin. Says the Ran, if Tosis is right, it's a dovish in his cabin. Dovish in his cabin and Shabbos is mutter. So what's the worst kasher for machat shal yad? So now we have to add a line. It's mechson the Ran. We have to add a line in the Ran. Ela la'olam, you have to say this is not a regular dovah shein miskaven. It's worse than a dovah shein miskaven because he's being machnas atzmi lebeis hasofek that he might carelessly make a chabura, and that already won't be a dovah shein. If he'll make a chabura, he hopes not to make a chabura. But if he will make a chabura by through his inattention, that will be worse than a dovah shein miskaven. And that's already that's why by Shabbos the Gemara thinks you shouldn't be able to take out a splinter because it's a very high risk behavior. So then we're back to square one. So why is it mutter al yedayacher? Says the Ran, a new approach. The reason why we're matter shikas lav, and it would be a good reason to be matter shikas chenek also for that matter, except that we have choices. We'll see in a second. But the reason why we're matter shikas lav, we don't find that the Torah was manish for this kind of a behavior of risking, this kind of high risk behavior of risking making a chabura. You know, and in such a case, even if he makes a chabura, le onus hakosav, we don't consider that to be amazed. So risking making a chabura, le onus hakosav, the Torah wasn't manish. Such a kind of, Torah doesn't consider that amazed. But you'll say, but maybe in Dina Shemayim, it's still not right, such a kind of behavior. You're risking, you might make it do an aver. So he says, no, eshefil Dina Shemayim, it's right. Because even though he's machnas atzel le beis hasofik, ein lechaloyim eshosu isik shichnas atzel le beis hasofik, shizel le toivah hoisuk havanosu, le rapis is chaveri. So, and that's pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, not that it's dovish and miskaven. Of course, it's dovish and miskaven. Dovish and miskaven is mutter even in chayv and mises. The Gemara is saying it's worse than a dovish and miskaven. It's a high risk behavior that he might be careless and make a chabura. So why are we matter it? Because at the end of the day, even though it's high risk, but the toyva hoyse kavanosi. So if it's a toyva hoyse kavanosi, you're allowed to be matnas atzmai lebeis hasofik. So why not by a ben? So he says because by a ben. Since he could do al-yaday acher, so why should the ben be machnas atzmi lebeis hasofik when an acher could be machnas atzmi lebeis hasofik? The ben's going to be machnas atzmi lebeis hasofik. The ben's walking into a minefield with very powerful explosives. The chay v'chenek. Somebody else will walk into the minefield, but it's not just strong explosives for him. It's only chay v'lavin. So better the acher should walk into the beis hasofik than that the ben should walk into the beis hasofik, and that's the pshat in the Gemara. Okay, very good.
Into Rashi.
What? The Ran says that's Rashi. What does he want from Rashi? Shigas lab, because aim is Gavin, have a Chicago, be Isser, she's joining the lab, be Alma de Kill. Yeah, I don't know what he wants from Rashi. I know what he's from Rashi.
Really?
Yeah.
Why isn't like a case of Dovish and Miskaven like pulling a bench on Shabbos any less machnas atzmi lebeis hasofik in a sense? Meaning, it can also be like a quote unquote risky bench.
Because if the chavitz happens, the chayitz didn't happen through a maisa, through a maisa biyadayim. It's not called he made a chayitz. He pulled the bench. Mashal, I said many times that the chayim say, I heard this from, I should have said this, but I'll just say as well, that the idea of a davish and miskaven is that it's two maisim. There's the maisa of geres asafsel, and then there's a separate maisa of asiyas ha-chayitz. The maisa that he's doing is geres asafsel. The asiyas ha-chayitz is not his maisa. As long as there's no psikresha or relationship between them. Over here, if he'll be chayvel, he'll be chayvel. Just he can be careful and not be chayvel. That's called being machnas atzel basis of it. That doesn't have a gdorm of davashen miskaven.
Why can't you say the same thing? Meaning, why can't the taking out blood also be a separate maisa? Like, if that's not necessarily going to happen.
Yeah, I guess I can mechalik two ways. I'm not sure which one is right. Could be mechalik that if you be chayvel, his chayvel will be a dayim mamish. Over here, he's not making the chayvel to be a dayim mamish. I don't know if that's a correct chiluk. Or maybe the chiluk is that by the chabola, he could haka be careful and not be chayvel. If he'll be careful enough, he won't be chayvel. Could be by the greater safsal, there's no such thing. There's no way to be so careful that you for sure won't make a chayvel. If you could be guarding this obstacle so carefully, I mean, I guess you could pick it up. Yeah, we don't have a clue to pick it up. So the way it is now, you guard this obstacle. So it's built in that you may make a charitz. It's not called. So why isn't that worse?
Actually,
till I see Levi, Yach Beluhu b'Mokhem Acher. Maybe right. By the when you go to the Safsul, so what you're doing is greater than Safsul. And the Asiyas Chayitz, that's not the Shema Maisa, because that's not what you want to do. That's a separate Maisa. Over here, the Chashash is you want to take out the Chayitz and you'll be Chayitz b'Mokhem Acher. So that's not some kind of separate Maisa that's a Bible from the Netilas HaKayitz. If you make that mistake, you're going to be chayvel. That's not much a separate act. It's an independent act of chabola. It's not a byproduct of the act of by the charitz is a byproduct of the greyus asafsul. What I'm doing is greyus asafsul. Over here, if he'll be chayvel, he's being chayvel b'makom acher. It's not a byproduct of the mitzvah of charitz. It's a mice. It's a separate, independent mice of being chayvel. Just he says he won't make such a mistake. Doctors make mistakes.
Meaning, davka the mitzvah is that it's b'makom acher, or we're saying the hagdara that the blood coming out is obviously like b'makom acher.
Right. Okay, we gotta move. We're gonna get back there. Let's see the Hemshech Gemara. So Gemara says, "V'hadisan machet shi'al little boys hakayis leichas dim lechavul avul shigas kila." So my answer is hosim mekalkalu by Shabbos. Even if it'll be chayvel, it'll be mekalkal. Mekalkal is poter. Anichlam adom er mekalkel poter, and adom er chayim meiklam ema. It's mechalikas of Yudin Roshim and the Gemara in Shabbos. In Kuvav, mechalikas of Yudin Roshim and Roshim holds mekalkel by chayvul umavir. Kol malachas kulam, all other malachas mekalkel is poter. But Roshim holds that chutz mechayvul umavir. Chayvul umavir exceptions to the rule. Was it out the limit for it? the meal and surface maskalin. If she has a lien with the makalkal by chayvul matir is chayav. And Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda says chayvul matir are the same as all the other malachas. That's spelled out in the Gemara. Where the Gemara, we just assumes that this is a machlekes that Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. The Gemara doesn't call it any brisa for it. Machlekes Rashi and Tosis. How the Gemara knows that there's such a machlekes. Tosis learns kabbalah is to be yodim. The Gemara knew there's a machlekes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon about this. And Rashi has an interesting shot. He learns that it's an outgrowth of their machlekes by malachas and eschichul gufa. That Hayyos Rav Shimon holds that malachas and eschichul gufa is potter. That means that the tikkun has to be in the gufa malacha. And by chayvul ma'aver, there's never a tikkun in the gufa malacha. Because even if you, let's say, burn eitzim, actually, I feel the mother eitzim look there also, you burn eitzim to cook dinner. So even though it's a very big tikkun, but in the eitzim themselves, it's a kilkul. And chayvul also, you shecht an animal. It's a very big tikkun, but in the nefesh of the animal, it's a kilkul. So chayvul ma'aver, you never have a tikkun in the gufa malacha. So, and yet they're malachas. So kachal, chayvul ma'aver must be exceptions to the rule, and the mekalkal is chayev. Mashiach and koyt avyudu, vos malachas and mishikul, was chayev. According to Yehuda, the tikkun doesn't have to be in the gufa malacha. The tikkun could be outside the gufa malacha. So chayvul ma'aver, why should there be exceptions to the rule? There are many cases of chayvul ma'aver where you have a tikkun, maybe not in the gufa malacha, but outside the gufa malacha in the system as a whole, you have a tikkun, and that's good enough. That's how regal achas the gemara over there. We're not going to get into the details. So the gemara says, so that's good if you hold like Rav Shimon, that like Rav Yehuda rather than makakul is poter. Alanda mechayev ma'ikul meimer. So how are you allowed to take out a kaitz and shamus? That's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon, the Omer, Omer, come malachas and eschichul gufa potterle. This is certainly a malachas and eschichul gufa. If he takes out a kais, he has no tzorich in the chabola. So even if it happens, it's a malachas and eschichul gufa. The kala pachas. So mimeila, it's not called a shigigas chenek. Even if he will make a chabur, it won't be in the seder aisa. Yeah, let's see Tosfos. Rav Shimon Omer Malachas and Eschichul Gufa. How the Kaimel and Halacha kept Shimon Begreira? Lav Shikgas Kilehi. Tosfos understood in Agamara, a little bit cryptic in the beginning of Tosfos. But Tosfos understood in Agamara, as we said already many times, the Gemara makes a chilek in Shikgas Chenek and Shikgas Lav. Tosfos understands Pshat in Agamara, at least initially Tosfos understands. The Gemara is saying a fundamental difference between Shigas Chenek and Shigas Lav, meaning between Dovah Shin Miskaven by Nisa Chenek and Dovah Shin Miskaven by Nisa Lav. That the whole heter of Dovah Shin Miskaven in Kol HaTer Kul is only by Chayve Lavin. But by Chayve Misus Spastin, like Chenek, there is no heter of Dovah Shin Miskaven. Dovah Shin Miskaven is also. Taisha said, that's what it says in that Gemara. So that's why Machach, that's why over here, to take out a kites L'Oviv, to Dovah Shin Miskaven, but by Oviv we don't allow Dovah Shin Miskaven. This has a problem right away, right off the bat. The Gemara says that according to Rav Shimon, who holds Dovah Shin Miskaven, is Mutter. Dovah Shin Miskaven is also Machlekes Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Shimon, is Mutter Dovah Shin Miskaven. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to be Goyer and meet the Kisei Vesafsel because it's a Dovah Shin Miskaven, even though you might make a Charetz. But Shabbos is a Nisa Chedek. Shabbos is a Nisa Chedek. We don't allow Dovah Shin Miskaven. Or this is Skila anyway. So we don't allow Dovah Shin Miskaven by a Nisa Skila. That's Taisa's kasha. So Taisa's three answers. Why it's not called in Nisar Skilu. First of all, the Ovid Chayri is having for Achayat, Isab Shili Perkir. Number one, this is a Klachayat, the way to make a Chayritz. So therefore, even worst case scenario, even if he would make a Chayritz, it won't be Nisar Deraisa. It won't be a Chil Shabbos Deraisa because it's Klachayat. So Mele, it's a Dovash and Miskavan Nisar Derabana. So that's Mutu like Dovash and Miskavan by Nisar Lav. That's Keteris number one. Keteris number two, Ra'oid. The Afilu, Ra'oid, Ein Eshichel Gufa. It's Tachem Malachas and Eshichel Gufa. He doesn't need the Charitz. And according to Rav Shimon, Malachas and Eshichel Gufa is Potter. So therefore, when you go meet the Kisei V'Safsol, before you even get to the Dovah Shem Eskav and Shiva, right off the bat, initially, it's a Malachas and Eshichel Gufa. Even if he'll make a Charitz, even if it would be a psychrational mashal that he would make a charetz, it would be a malachas and a shichul gufa because it's not talking about where he has a tzorich in the charetz. So so if he has no tzorich in the charetz, so it's a malachas and a shichul gufa. So maximum is only nisad derabanan. Malachas and a shichul gufa according to Rav Shimon is potter, and then on top of that it's a dovish and miskaven. So it's a dovish and miskaven and nisad derabanan. That's teres number two. Teres number three. The afilu Rav Yehuda kolim is kavan the lips of kreisha potum either aisa the lehavi malechas machshaves. The third answer is, and this is Taisus, the Shittus Hari, and Taisus in Yuma and other places, many places in Shas, that the rehel. What's the background? We have malechas of Yudim Shimon and kolatar kulim. Is Dovashim is kavan mutter or chayev? Two extremes. Rav Yehuda holds and kolatar kulim Dovashim is kavan is chayev. And Rav Shimon holds, kolatar gula, dovashim is kavan is mutul lechatchila. One extreme to the other, and it's not a Shabbos tikkun machlokes. Machlokes in kolatar gula, and by chiksus and by the mischamim. Shimon says it's mutter. Rav Yehuda says it's also because it's dovashim is kavan. But by mizalaf and yayin al gav ishim, somebody's mizalaf yayin on the mizbeach and he might put out the fire. Point Rav Shimon, the Gemara says dovashim is kavan, and it's okay. You're not allowed to put out the fire on the mizbeach. Even on a weekday, and according to Yehuda, it's also because it's Dovashin Miskavim. Because it's Machlekes and Kolatar Kulur of Yehuda and Shimon about Dovashin Miskavim. And according to Shimon, it's Mutal Chatchila. And according to Yehuda, not only is it also, but it's Chayev. And Shabbos, verses in many places. There's also Machlekes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says Dovashin Miskavim is Mutar on Shabbos. You got to be Goyer Mita Kisiv Asafsel, even though you might make a Chayritz. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's also. That seems to parallel the machlokes in Kol HaTorah. It's not really a Shabbos to machlokes. It's the same machlokes that they have in Kol HaTorah. Nevertheless, in second, the Ri is mechadesh that on Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's osur, it's only osur midrabon. It's not osur midrais, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a melechas machshavas. So, Kol HaTorah, Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon argue. Rabbi Shimon says mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says chayiv. Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon says mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda says potter avolos. But it's not chayev because it's still not a malechas machshavos. Since you don't have kavana, the fact that you don't have kavana, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, takes it down from being a malechas machshavos. The havana here really is this. It seems like sort of arbitrary. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Kol HaTorah Kulu Yechayev, and in Shabbos he says, well, we're going to go in the Chayis Chadarga. It's not Yechayev, we'll go down one level to Potter Avolos. And Rabbi Shimon says that it's Mutter L'Chadchil. It seems to be like two. It seems like jury rigged a little bit. Well, let me say the Havana, maybe you'll understand what I'm saying from the other side. Things that are potter because of Malechas Machshavas in general are always potter avalosa. Malechas Machshavas is never a hetel lechatchil. So, example, doing Malach Ali Deishino, you're doing Malach Klachayad, Malach Shem Shichel Gufa, these are all. Malach Shem Shichel Gufa is not maybe Malechas Machshavas exactly, but it's not doimah to the Malechas Mishkan. All these things that on Shabbos are things that on Shabbos are not chayiv because they lack in malechas machshavas. They're never mutter lechatchila. Not allowed to do malacha lechatchila al yidei shinui because it lacks in malechas machshavas. It's potter. Or mekalkel. Mekalkel on Shabbos is potter. It's not mutter lechatchila. It's potter because it lacks in malechas machshavas. It's not mutter lechatchila. Malechas machshavas never gives me a head to lechatchila. Dovashin is kavan of kol HaTorah Kulu. Rav Shimon holds in kol HaTorah Kulu. Dovashin is kavan is mutter. It's mutter lechatchila. Because whatever the lumdus is, that's, I'm not doing that ma'isa. The shema ma'isa. This is the shema ma'isa is not the byproduct. This is the shema ma'isa, or it's not mesiachas. Whatever the lumdus is, but Dovashim is kavan kol HaTorah Kulu is the head of lechatchil. So maybe like this. According to Rav Shimon, Dovashim is kavan is mutter in kol HaTorah Kulu. So it's mutter on Shabbos also for the same reason. The same reason that it's mutter in kol HaTorah Kulu. It's certainly mutter on Shabbos. Shabbos is not worse than kol HaTorah Kulu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Kol HaTorah Kulu Dovashin Miskaven is Chayev. Because Rabbi Yehuda, the Lashon Gemara Pesachim, is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't go Basar Kavana. Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Kol HaTorah Kulu Dovashin Miskaven is a regular Chayev. Now when it comes to Shabbos, though, says Taisus, there is Mechadish. And when it comes to Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda has to reckon with Machshava, has to reckon with Kavana. Because if you don't have Kavana, it's not a Melechas Machshavas. So when it comes to Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda ordinarily is loyal to the Basar Kavana. When it comes to Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda has to be also Basar Kavana, because that's the concept of Malachas Machshavas. So, but that's only going to bring me down to Potter Avalosha. That's going to be nothing. That's never going to make Mutter Lechatchila, because Malachas Machshavas is never a reason to be Mutter Lechatchila. That maximum gives me Potter Avalosha. So that's the structure. Point to tell you, that's the structure of here. It's not it's a separate machlokes that we don't have Shimon by Shabbos and a separate machlokes in Kolatar Kula. They have one machlokes by Kolatar. What they have is one machlokes in Kolatar Kula. Rabbi Yehuda is also Basar Kavan, Rabbi Shimon is also Basar Kavan. That's the machlokes that we don't have Shimon. But in addition, Hakom Moedim, that on Shabbos, Dov Shimon's Kavan is not a Malachas Machshavas. But lack of Malachas Machshavas is never a heter, it's only a Ptur. So maybe the way it works out is, the way it plays itself out is, that according to Rabbi Shimon, that there's a heter in Kolatar Kula Dov Hashem Miskaven. So on Shabbos also Mutu Lechatchila, because forget Melechat Mashavas, you have the heter of Kolatar Kula, that Rabbi Shimon is also Basa Kavana. So Dov Hashem Miskaven on Shabbos also Mutu Lechatchila. But according to Rabbi Yehuda holds in Kolatar Kula, there is no heter of Dov Hashem Miskaven, he's loyal also Basa Kavana. So therefore it's also to do Dov Hashem Miskaven, in Kolatar Kula Dov Hashem Miskaven is Chayet, and on Shabbos is also Osir, except that on Shabbos is a new factor, that it's not a Melechat Mashavas, but that never gives me that only brings me down to Potter Avalos. It never brings me down to Mutul Chatchila. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would hold the Dovah Shemesh Kavan and Shabbos is Osir. That's the Shitos in Kolat Erkula, but it's not going to be Chayiv because it still lacks in Malachas Machshavas. That's the Shitos Hari in Dovah Shemesh Kavan. So maybe that's what Taisov here is saying. That Dovah Shemesh Kavan and Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon is matel lechatchilo. So what's Taisus Kasha? Taisus Kasha was, how can Rabbi Shimon be matel Dovah Shimon lechatchilo? It's shigas chenek, shigas skilo. By Chayim and Mises based thing, we don't allow Dovah Shimon miskaven. So how does Rabbi Shimon allow it? So what's his answer? His answer is that here it's not a shigas skilo because it's a Dovah Shimon miskaven, because Dovah Shimon miskaven is not a melechas machshavas. So l'chor, what's he saying? He's saying here we allow Dovah Shimon miskaven. We're only allowed Dovah Shimon Miskaven by Chayv Elavim. We never allowed Dovah Shimon Miskaven by Chayv Mises based. But here by Shabbos, we allow a Dovah Shimon Miskaven because it's not a Dovah Shimon Miskaven in a Chayv Mises based. It's a Dovah Shimon Miskaven in Issa Derabonon because a Dovah Shimon Miskaven is not a Malachas Machshavas. So the Chayv Bashkof Rishonah is very strange places. It's like a double dip. We allow a Dovah Shimon Miskaven, we don't allow a Dovah Shimon Miskaven in a Chayv Mises based. But so how do we allow it on Shabbos? Eretz says we allow a Dovah Shimon Miskaven on Shabbos, even though the Chayv is Chayv Mises Beistin, because here it's not Chayv Mises Beistin. It's only a Dovah. It's only a Drabbanan because it's a Dovah Shimon Miskaven. How did you do that? You said it's we allow a Dovah Shimon Miskaven on Shabbos because Dovah Shimon Miskaven on Shabbos. That's not called a Dovah Shimon Miskaven in the Chayv Misa. It's a Dovah Shimon Miskaven and it's a Drabbanan because on Shabbos a Dovah Shimon Miskaven is only also Drabbanan. How could you do that? You just use Dovah Shimon Miskaven twice. Why do you say it all the time? Kolatar Kula will allow Dovah Shimon Miskaven by Mak Ovim. Will allow Dovah Shimon Miskaven, even though it's Dovah Shimon Miskaven and Shishchenek. No, it's not a Shishchenek because it's only a Disidra Abonon because it's a Dovah Shimon Miskaven. How's that going to find a Donon? How did you use Dovah Shimon Miskaven twice? The Teretz is, the way I explained before, we left. Here it's not a double dip. It's two different ideas of Dovah Shimon Miskaven. There's the Dovah Shimon Miskaven of Kolatar Kula, which Rav Shimon says in Mutal Chatkil and Abiyud, this doesn't agree to at all. And then there's another concept that everybody holds from of Melechas Machshavas. That's a different kind of Dovah Shimon Miskaven. The Dovah Shimon Miskaven is not a Melechas Machshavas. That's an altogether different kind of Dovah Shimon Miskaven. So Tais is saying, therefore, Rav Shimon is Matir Dovah Shimon Miskaven on Shabbos. He's Matir Nechayv Elavin. He's not Matir Nechayv Nisa, but he's Matir Nechayv Elavin. And on Shabbos, the Dovah Shimon Miskaven of Kolatar Kula is called the Dovah Shimon Miskaven of Nisa Derabonon, because on Shabbos, there's a different Dovah Shimon Miskaven. That's not a Melechas Machshavas. Even Rav Yudah agrees to that. So therefore, on Shabbos, every Dovah Shimon Miskaven is not a Melechas Machshavas. So it's brought down to an Issur Derabanan. So now we can deploy the Dovah Shimon Miskaven. Rav Shimon can allow the head can deploy the heter of Dovah Shimon Miskaven of Kolatar Kula because it's no longer Chayv Iskila. That's the Pshat Tovnan Taisus. Then Taisus brings his raya. This is Taisus' famous raya. This is Shitas Hari. Mechein Mashmin Biyumel Gabi Ashoshes Damin and Siruf Derabanan. Right, this has to do with the Gemara over there in Yuma. This is the source for Shita Sari. The Gemara over there in Yuma says that on Yom Kippur, they have to warm up the mikvah for the Kohen Gadol, so they would throw hot metal into the mikvah. So the Gemara says, but it's Tachmat Sarif. You're forging the metal, so it's an Isser of Tikkun Mana. So how are you allowed to do that on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara answers that it's a Dovah Shin Miskaven. The Gemara asks, but what about the Lamad Dovah Shin Miskaven is Chayiv? So the Gemara answers that it's tziruf derabanan. Halacha, it's tziruf derabanan. So Rashi has a different shot in that Gemara, that this kind of tziruf of throwing into cold water is only nisa derabanan. For some reason, the metal wasn't sakhat. That's a clear Rashi why it's only a mitzaref derabanan. But Taisus learns it means that we're still going with Dovashin Miskavin. But the Gemara's answer is, yes, Rav Yehuda holds in Kol HaTorah Kulo Dovashin Miskavin is chayev. But on Shabbos, Dovashin Miskavin is potter of a loser, and ain't shvus for mikdash, and therefore the base of mikdash they allow Dovashin Miskavin, even according to Rav Yehuda. So that's the source for Taisus, that Dovashin Miskavin on Shabbos, even Rav Yehuda agrees, is not a melech, it's not Shabbos. Then touch another right, v'chein muchel v'inim mechabit v'amirabetz, the Rabbon and Sfilu, Rav Yehuda, Dovashin Miskavin, upatri, afilu yashur gumbais. Yeah, the Gemara over there has a three-way machlokes. If you're allowed to sweep a dirt floor on Shabbos, or you're allowed to sprinkle water to settle the dust on the dirt floor, it's one mandama that's chayev, one mandama that's potter v'loser, and there's a third mandama that's mutar l'chatchila. So Tosfos over there cheshmas out. If there's a mandama that's mutar l'chatchila, it can't be ipsik reisha. It must not be ipsik reisha. So if it's not a psik reisha, so it should be mutal chatchila, or chayiv according to Rav Yehuda. Either chayiv, right? Rav Yehuda Mishimon and Kol HaTarkul, it's binary. It's either chayiv or mutal. So how do we get a three-way machlekes? That's the problem here. We have a three-way machlekes by sweeping the dirt floor. Is it potter, chayiv, or potter? Is it mutter, potter, chayiv? Dovah Shem is chayiv and Kol HaTarkul. We have three shittos. Rav Shimon says it's mutter, and Rav Yehuda says it's chayiv. Unless it's psikreishim, so then it's chayiv l'kuli alma. So what's the story with the dirt floor? If it's a psikreishim, she be chayiv l'kuli alma. Elamai, it's not a psikreishim. So I understand there's a shita that is mutter, that's Rav Shimon. I understand there's a shita that is chayiv, that's Rav Yehuda. But where's this third shita that is potter av alasa? Says Taisus, Akoch, you have to say that third shita holds that it's not a melechas machshavas. That third shita, which is the Rabban over there, Rav Elezer says Yechayiv, and it apparently doesn't hold from this business about melechas machshavas. So that's the answer. Rav Shimon says it's mutter lechatchila because not a psikreisha, Dovah Shem Miskaven, and Rav Elezer holds that it's chayiv because he doesn't hold from melechas machshavas apparently. For some reason, and the rabbanim say that it's potter av alaser because on Shabbos they hold like Rav Yehuda on the issue of davishin miskaven kol hatorah kulo, but on Shabbos that reduces down to potter av alaser. So another raya places you said the chen perik sofik ochal the misasik sheinu miskaven the melacha potter kol shkein sheinu miskaven el legreira. This being a raya to this yisoid of the read that a davishin miskaven is not a melechas mashavas. Because the Gemara says, I think this is what he means. The Gemara says that on Shabbos, the Misasik is a Ptur and Kol HaTarkula. But in Kol HaTarkula, the Misasik of Kol HaTarkula is they didn't want to do a Maisa Veir at all. But on Shabbos is another kind of Misasik. Le'isavin Machshavtik. I wanted to put out the candle, but I wound up putting out another candle. Or I wanted to take this Taino and I took a different Taino. I wanted a white Taino, I took a black Taino. So on Shabbos, that's called Le'isavin, that's also called the Misasik. So Taisus is saying, Taino Svar. If Le'isavin Machshavtik, is potter and Shabbos. So by Dovah Shein Miskaven, where he had no kavanah to make the charitz, let's say, so Avadis Le'isavin Machshavtoi, he doesn't have any kavanah to make the charitz. How could it be chayiv? Avadis not a melechas machshavos. He's being masked for the svara. Why Dovah Shein Miskaven is potter even according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Kol HaTorah Kulo Dovah Shein Miskaven, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from. But on Shabbos, it's not less, it's not more, it can't be more chayiv, it's not more chomer than Le'isavin Machshavtoi. You want to take this tain, you took the other tain. Le'isavin Machshavtoi. You want to be going to the Safsim, you want to make the Chavitz, it's Le'isavin Machshavtoi. So therefore, it's not a, he says it's not a Melechas Machshavas. I don't really understand the Dimyan. But the cases over there in Krisos, you don't know that you're going to get the white. You wanted this tain, you accidentally got the other tain. You wanted this candle to go out, you accidentally put out the other candle. But when you go to meet the Kisei V'Safsim, you know you might make a Chavitz. There's no lack of idea. That may not be, you may not have a tzorich in it. So we're going to Melach Hashem Yisrich L'Gufa. You may not have a kavana for it, so we're going to Dovah Shein Miskaven. It's not really doimah to the cases of Misasik. I'm not asking Kashan to tell you the Yisoid could be, but his raya from the Gemara over there in his priest is not so clear to me. What's the raya? There it's a chisaron, you don't know, it's inadvertent. You wanted Tainim Shcharim, you got Tainim Levonim. You didn't know they're going to get Tainim Levonim. Over here, you know there might be a charitz. Who says that lacks a Melechas Mashavet? And for some reason, Tais doesn't think that that's a chilim. Then he goes on. Haino Hosom, Mishum Dahavi Psikration, the Hoshim Alechas Makshavis, Haven Shiadea Shiavi. The Pshim of the Paitim, Mishum Shaina Sikhul Gufa, Volibay Malechas Makshavis. The Rabshim and Machayev, Makalka Bahavoro. How could the mitzvah of Shai Malachas hide him? Shum to lay having Malachas Mashavis, Mukhub Shuli Perakamad Hagigo, Yachad the Bahavar, like Hashimim. Yeah, this is a Gemara. This is another Gemara of their increases, an Amud Beit. The Gemara over there says, Machaikas Abidin Rab Shimon, if he was stirring up the coals, and his Kavana was Lechabais as Hel Yoinois, Zuhubarat Achtainis Mei Lehem. So it's machlekes there, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. More closer to machlekes in Davishen Miskavim. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayv Shtayim. Machlekes this. Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayv Shtayim, both for the Havara and for the Kibui. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you only chayv for what you wanted. Which was to say the Kibui, but the Havara you're not chayv for. So the Chayre, it's a kasha, but basically it's a Taisu there asks, it's a kasha in his Yisai. Taisu there asks on the read. How can Rabbi Yehuda say Yechayv? Even if he holds Davish and Miskavim, Kol HaTorah Kulos Chayiv, and not on Shabbos. That's a Gemara about Shabbos. So according to the Gemara, again, the Gemara says, it's more closer to Davish and Miskavim, and it goes into the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Because there's two brises. One brise is Chayiv Shtayim, one brise is Chayiv Achas. That is totally the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon by Davish and Miskavim. So Taisus asks, what do you mean? Even Rabbi Yehuda, the whole sheet of the Ri, is that even Rabbi Yehuda says Davish and Miskavim is Chayiv, that's in Kol HaTorah Kulos, but not on Shabbos. Shabbos is Potter Avalosa. So what's going on over there? So Taisus answers that it's talking about where it was a psik resha. So if it was a psik resha, so then why does Shem say that you're potter? So Taisus answers because it's melach shenis shichel gufa. Either Gemara calls it a dovah shenis kamen. So Taisus is nitchak. The Gemara calls it a dovah shenis kamen. The Gemara means it's a melach shenis shichel gufa. So that's what he's saying here as well. Hadam achayi rebuild the bekrisus. It's a kash on the read. Why, according to the Ri, and Shabbos, everybody agrees that it's not a Melechas Mashevis. Dovah Shem Melechas Mashevis. So he answers, Hainu Hosom, Mishum Dahavi Psik Resha. It's a Psik Resha. And once it's a Psik Resha, it already is a Melechas Mashevis. Because you're Melechas Mashevis. Kevin Sheyadeh Sheyagri. He says to add that. Once it's a Psik Resha, then even on Shabbos, Yechai. Because a Psik Resha already makes it, takes off not only the Hetter of Dovah Shem Miskavim, but it takes off the problem of Melechas Mashevis. Because you know that it's going to be Mavir. So then, why does Rav Shimon say Potter? Rav Shimon the Potter, Mishum Shein Esrich Lugufa. That's why Rav Shimon says Potter. It's not a Melacha. It's not a Melacha. It's a Melacha. Shein Esrich Lugufa. Now the next line is a little bit cryptic. But like Boy Melachas Machshavas, the Rav Shimon Mechayev Mekalkel Bahavara Mekalkel the Mifta B'Shah Melachas Hanim Shem Lehavi Melachas Machshavas Kumut Kupshili Kamed Chagiga. That's clearly what this line is supposed to mean. Mashal talks about it. Hard to fit the words in exactly, but Lechara, what Taisus is addressing, let's say, maybe we'll just talk it through, maybe the words will come clearer. And maybe not. Lechara, there's a question. Rav Shimon holds that Mekalkel by Chayvul Mavir is Chayv, that Mekalkel by Chayvul Mavir is Chayv. It's the Gemara mentioned, Rav Shimon in the Sugina area. Rav Shimon holds that Chayvul Mavir are exceptions to the rule, Mekalkel is Chayv. So the Gemara says, I already forget where, but the Gemara says somewhere that according to Rav Shimon, Misasik by Chayv Ulamavir is also Chayv. Because the Gemara says it's the same thing, Melechas Mashevis. Why is Mekakel always Potter? Because not a Melechas Mashevis. Chayv Ulamavir apparently don't need Melechas Mashevis according to Rav Shimon. If Chayv Ulamavir don't need Melechas Mashevis, then they don't need, then misasik is also chayav. There's no to misasik also melachas mashav is tekeb tur. There's no term misasik mechayav ulamadi. That's a gemara. So chara is a question. Melacha shein eshicha legufa is also melachas mashav is tekeb din bepshuta. Why is melachas shein eshicha legufa butter and Shabbos? Because it lacks melachas mashav. So by the same logic, the same way Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no din that mekalkel is chayav mechayav ulamavir and misasik is chayav mechayav ulamavir. Malacha shein eshicha legufa should also be chayav mechayav ulamavir. So it's a kasha and that gemara increases. The gemara where there increases says the Rabbi Shimon says that you're potter for the havara, and Taisus is learning the reason why you're potter is because it's a malacha shein eshicha legufa. Cares if it's a malachas and a shichel gufa. Reb Shimon holds by chayvul mavi. Don't eat malachas machshavas. So kochach, you have to say that malachas and a shichel gufa is not a malachas machshavas. Take it in. Malachas and a shichel gufa. This is Gad and Shabbos second and I. Hey, ask this for a kasha. Why is malachas and a shichel gufa any different? You have to say malachas and a shichel gufa is not a mal. It's nothing to malachas machshavas. I think that's what he's saying here also. Reb Shimon de Poitim Shim Shein Es Shichu L'Gufa V'loi Boi Melechas Machsheves. Even though you don't eat Melechas Machsheves V'chayv L'Mavir, the Reb Shimon Mechayv Mekalkel B'Havar U'Mekalkel is Dispot Yals, and the Ptur Mekalkel is by in general Shem Melechas Hayim Shum L'Havim Melechas Machsheves K'namuch B'Shuli Perikam B'Chagigah. That Makakal is a Ptur Melechas Masheves. So, Chad Bahavar Lechashin, apparently Bahavar, you don't need Melechas Masheves. But you have to say, it's like something missing here in the Taisus. You have to say that Melechas Shein Eshicha L'Gufa is different. That's not a Melechas Masheves Dik Ptur. That misses Muchach in Agamar also. Because in Agamar, the Gemara asks, Gemara Bayas asks, whereas the bias has a yisoid that we don't see Dovah Shem is Kavan by a Shigaz Chenek, the Gemara asks for Shabbos. What about Shabbos? It's a Shigaz Chenek. So the Gemara answers that it's Makalko. And he says, well, you asked the Gemara, but what about Reb Shimon? So the Gemara says, well, Reb Shimon holds Makal Zchayim. The Gemara answers, but it's a Malach Hashem Nesicha L'Gufa. So what if it's a Malach Hashem Nesicha L'Gufa? But Reb Shimon holds Makal by Chayvul Maver, you don't need Malach Hashem Shabbos. You don't need melachas machshavas. Why do you need melachas? Why do you need melachas shichel gufa? It's muchach in Agamara that you don't need melachas shichel. That even Reb Shimon agrees. Even though Reb Shimon holds, you don't need tikkun by chayvul mavir, and we don't care about misasik by chayvul mavir. But melachas shichel gufa is a different category. Melachas shichel gufa applies even by chayvul mavir. He was talking about Chayvul Mavir, he was talking about Asiyas Chavitz. He says, Asiyas Chavitz is mutter according to Reb Shimon, because it's a, well, A, it's a kalkel, and it's klachayat, and B, it's a malach Hashem Yisrich al-Gufa, and C, it's not a malach Hashem Shabbos. But Chayvul Mavir, in the particular case of Chayvul Mavir, you don't have, in the case of Chayvul Mavir, all you have is malach Hashem Yisrich al-Gufa, that's Agama. All you have is Malach Hashem Yisrich al-Gufa. Oh, you mean? Yeah, but no. First, he said Malach Hashem Yisrich al-Gufa. He was talking to Reb Shimon, and then he said, even according to Reb Yehuda, it's not a Dovah Shein.
That's still with Reb Shimon.
Reb Shimon allows us his chariots. He allows Dovah Shein miskaven. A, because it's a Malach Hashem Yisrich al-Gufa, and B, even without Malach Hashem Yisrich al-Gufa, it wouldn't be a Malach Hashem Yisrich on account of being a Dovah Shein miskaven. Isn't that exactly the same thing as saying that it's Malach Hashem Yisrich al-Gufa? In effect, it's more kalim malachas and shechufa. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds malachas and shechufa is chayev, holds that a dovish and is kalim is papa. So it's even less malachas masheves than a, it's even less a dovish and miskaven is even more potter than a malachas and shechufa. Rabbi Shimon argues that malachas and shechufa, he holds malachas and shechufa is chayev, and yet dovish and miskaven is potter as malachas masheves. Malachas and shechufa does not lack in malachas masheves. Where it's a different kind of chesaron, at least, than Malachas Masheves. It's a separate chesaron that Rebbe doesn't subscribe to. But then you have the Poshut, the chesaron of Dovashim Miskaven, even Rebbe Yehuda, of Malachas Masheves, that even Rebbe Yehuda holds from. Right. Maisa is a kasha, the Rani has the kasha. I don't know why Taisha is not bothered by it. What was the, by, in Agamar, what was the most kasha, according to this, if we, let's sum up the Taisha up to this point. Taisha went into a large, what's the word? Excursus. About the Shitas Hari, that Dovash and Miskaven is Potter on Shabbos. But that was not the main, that's not the main narrative of the Tosfos. The main narrative of the Tosfos was that in Agamor it says that even though Dovash and Miskaven is in Kol HaTarkul is Mutter, but that's only by Chayv Lava, not by Chayv Misa. So Tosfos Kasha, what's on Shabbos? Asiyas, Reb Shimon allows Gerus, allows you to be goyim to kisei v'safsel because it's a dovah shenu miskaven, but it's the chayv iskilo. So Tosfos said three tirutz. Teretz number one is klachayat the charitz. Teretz number two, Rabbi Shimon l'shitosu that melachas shenu shichufa is potter. So in Meila, forget dovah shenu, even before you get to dovah shenu miskaven, you already have the tour melachas shenu shichufa l'gufa. And teretz number three, Tosfos has this new sheet of the re that every dovah shenu miskaven and Shabbos, besides the kolat kula the kamachlekes, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda of Dovah Shem is kavana. Rabbi Shimon is also b'asa kavana, and Rabbi Yehuda is loy also b'asa kavana. In addition, there's a separate din that it's not a chesmachshavas. Even Rabbi Yehuda is not a chesmachshavas. So therefore, every Dovah Shem is kavana and Shabbos, there's a double dip. It's a Dovah Shem is kavana of kolat kula, but in addition, it's not a chesmachshavas. So therefore, it's not called shigas chenek. It's called shigas, not even shigas lav. It's a shkogin. It's a Dovah Shem is kavana, basically in nisad rabbanon. And that's mutter even according to, and that's mutter according to Rav Shimon. That was the basic what we had in Taisus so far. That's negiyat the asugya. And then Taisus went off discussing with Shitas Ari that Dovash and Miskaven, this new chiddush of the Ri that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that on Shabbos Dovash and Miskaven is potter. And he talked about the Gemara Yuma about Ashoshi Shul Barzel, and he talks about the svar of the Ri because it's like Misasik. And then he has a kashya from the Gemara Kriyas Ben Miskaven Lachabes El Yonis Vubat Tachtonos. This is all discussing the Shitas Hari. It's like really peripheral to the core. It's like a footnote to the basic discussion of Tosfos, which is Dovash and Miskaven. Agamor says Dovash and Miskaven is also Bechayve Miso. So how do you explain Shabbos? So we have these three Tirutzim. So the Ran asks, so one second, how do you read the Gemara at the beginning? The Gemara said, Maishna Bnoi, Maishna Acher, and Moshe said, Shigas Lav and Shigas Chenek. Frek the Gemara, but what about Shabbos? Shabbos is a Shigas, what about Shabbos? Machat Shal Yad, Nitu Bosa Koitz. How are you allowed to take out a splinter on Shabbos? It's a Dovish and it's common and it's a deraisa. So the Gemara answers that's some kalkel, that's no good according to Rav Shimon. So the Gemara answers that it's a melacha shen is tzricha l'gufa. What was cash in the first place? Dovish and it's common and Shabbos, not a melechas mashemes. And if it's not a melechas mashemes, it's only nisa derabana. So what was Agamar's cash? What was Agamar's cash l'chatchila? Right. By the way, what the Gemara asked, the Hod is not Machat Shal Yad Litul Besakoyts Leiches De Mechavel VaHavel LaShigas Skilo. So Gemara has other answers. Mekalkel, but that's Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Shimon. So Gemara answers. Gemara should right away answer. It's not a Melechas Machsheves because Dovah Shenu Miskaven is not a Melechas Machsheves. That's the Kasha of the Rav. Now the Emes says even if the Gemara would have answered that, the Gemara could still have asked that according to Rav Shimon is not true, because Rav Shimon holds that by Chayvul Mavir you don't eat Melechas Masheves. Mekalkel Chayvul Mavir is Chayv, you don't eat Melechas Masheves. And Tosfos quoted, and the Gemara says that Hu Adin Misasik is Chayv by Chayvul Mavir. So Hu Adin, this new Ptur, the Tosfos Mechadish, that Dovah Shenu Miskaven lacks in Melechas Masheves, that won't be true by Chayvul Mavir, according to Rav Shimon. So the Gemara could, even if the Gemara would have said that, the Gemara could have still have asked, but what about according to Rav Shimon? maybe that's already a chatzi teretz. The Gemara is better. The Gemara answers that it's makakel. Really, the Gemara could have answered without makakel. The Gemara could have answered, forget makakel. It's a dovah shenim iskaven. A dovah shenim iskaven is not a maleches mashavas like the Yisrael of the Reed. Gemara doesn't need it. Gemara goes straight. It says a more pashut to malach, more pashut teretz. It's the same thing. What's makakel? A lack of maleches mashavas. What's dovah shenim iskaven? A lack of maleches mashavas. So Gemara says the more obvious thing, that it's makakel. But the Emes says the Gemara could have answered that it's a dovah shenim iskaven. It's altogether not a maleches mashavas. But it doesn't. But it's not going to help us because we're still going to have the same question. Well, what about according to Reb Shimon? The same way Reb Shimon holds makalkel and by chayvul mavir is chayv. And who adin the dovah shenim iskaven as the maleches machsheves shaboy? According to Reb Shimon, will be chayv. It'll be mutar as kolot arkula. According to Reb Shimon, but only by lavin, not by shigas skila. Maybe the Ran's teres and the Ran's kasha. Maybe he's not so terrible. The Ran the Meisah does ask it on Taisus. Let's see if I can Taisus. But the Shimon live on tchilu b'shabbos. Yes, long place. How does she live with the chatzilah b'shabbos? Im la nos atzmut tzarech, afilu dam chibuyim bichbe. Hainu taimu mishum she'en atzicha l'gufa. Right, the Gemara over there says, in Ksubas, beginning of Ksubas, where's the discussion? Is it mutar lechatchila ma'u libel lechatchila b'shabbos? So Taisa says that one of the stone of the Gemara is that even if the dam is chibur mikhbar, so you're making a chabura, but if it's lahanos asmi l'tzorech, then it's mutar according to Reb Shimon. The chayav shad is asdav v'sheinoi miskaven. Mutras Dovashen Miskavan. But the problem is, but it's a Dovashen Miskavan and a Shigas Skila. This is Kashan going back to Agamar, really. Now with that touch is coming back to Agamar. It says in Agamar the Dovashen Miskavan is not Mutter by Chayv Skila. So what do you do with Agamar? The Agamar says that it's Mutter Liva Lechatkil B'Shabbos as Dovashen Miskavan. What does it help me that it's a Dovashen Miskavan? But it's a dovish and it's kavan and a shigas in a nisus kilo. And here it's not going to help to say that it's not a maleches machsheves because dovish and miskavan is not a maleches machsheves. That last the shita sari, because we're talking about chayvul mavir and we're going in Reb Shimon and chayvul mavir according to Reb Shimon don't need maleches machsheves. So Taisus answers, yeah, but it's not a but it's a maleches and a shichul guf. That has nothing to do with maleches machsheves, like we see in Agamar. And Taish goes on and says, Rebbe Lezen, Mechayev Chatas, Bimechabed, Umerabes, Lab Mishum de Lehebi Psikresho, Da Shari, Reb Shimon, Lechatchilo. Why does Rebbe Lezen say that you're allowed to, that you're Chayev Chatas if you sweep a floor? Can't be also Psikresho. Because if it would be a Psikresho, it wouldn't be Mutter according to Reb Shimon. I told you there's three sheetas over there about sweeping a floor. Shimon says it's Potter, Rebbe Lezen says Chayev Chatas, Reb Shimon says mutter, Velez is chayav chatos, and the Rabbanim say potter avalosa. So Taisa is asking, so we understand the sheet of mutter because it's Reb Shimon, it's not a psikreshah, and we understand the sheet of potter avalosa because it lacks in melechas machsheves, like Taisa explained the sheet of sari we had it before. But what about Reb Elezer? Why does Reb Elezer say that it's chayav chatos? Can't be because it's a psikreshah, then it wouldn't be mutter according to anybody. Elachoshev tikkun lechibud ul ributz kein binyan. Reb Lezer says a different shita, that even if you don't make any gumbos, the etzem sweeping of the floor, he holds it up, is a kind of tikkun, it's a kind of binyan. I feel a b'lo yashvaz gumbos. The b'dovim guvet mechayim shim b'ayna, Reb Lezer's shita is that b'ayna needs very little. Even sweeping the floor is a b'ayna. G'dashkoin gaba g'delos p'sekes. Like we find Reb Lezer's shita is that braiding hair is chayim chatos, because it's b'ayna. And Rabban disagreed, he understands the kind of the machaikis is around. Other Rishonim are learning some machalikas about binyan b'kelim because a person is like a kli, but he apparently holds it to machalikas about the binyan, such a small degree of binyan. So she tells us that even a small degree of binyan is binyan. Okay, fine. As far as it goes, I understand this line of place, but I don't understand what you're doing over here. He should have said this before when he was talking about the shita sari. The sefer hadvarim is very modern. He asks his main kasha from Agamara. You see that how can you have Dovah Shem Miskavan on Shabbos? It's in this Iskilim. So he said three terutzim. Karachayad, it's Malachas in the Sifra Gufa, it's not a Malachas Machshevis, based on the sheet of the Reed, the Dovashim is common. Besides Kolatar Kulu, the issues is not a Malachas Machshevis. And then he had a whole excursus about the sheet of the Reed, from the Gemara Yuma, the Gemara Priestess, and this Gemara about sweeping the floor. That was one of the Gemaras that he talked about, one of his rayas to the sheet of the Reed. Because sweeping the floor is not a secretion. Why is it Potter of a Loser? It must be like the Ri that even if it's that a Dovish and Iskaman and Shabbos is part of a loser. Then Tosis went back to the main discussion. How can our Gemara say that Dovish and Iskaman is also by Chai V'Skilo? What about the Gemara about Ma'al Lubu B'Tchil V'Shabbos? So he answers, Asma Lachas and Sichel Lubu. Like we're going back to the main discussion of Tosis. Now he goes back to it and he ties up a loose thread by sweeping the floor. If you're telling me that it's not a melechas mashemis, how come Elazar is a chayav chatos? He says, well, Rabbi Elazar holds been forget the gumas, sweeping the floor by etzim is fine. Okay, that line belongs earlier on when he was talking about the gemara of mechabed umerabitz when he was still in that excursus. Now he's back to the main show in Tosfos. Very bizarre. Then Taisus asked, "Who was Sefer Kira Davi Shor the Talta there Adolik B'Shabbos? Ilam Mishum Bosses with Dover also." The Gemara over there says, "The Gemara asks, why can't you carry an air on Shabbos?" So the Gemara wants to say, "Because it might blow out." The Gemara says, "But it's Dovashim Miskaven." The Gemara answers, "As Bosses with Dover also." But the Ner is a Bosses to the Shalheves. So Taisus says, Taisus is bothered. Again, going back to the main discussion in Taisus, it's a Dovish and Miskaven and an Issa Skila. So the answer is Taisus, Haim Mishum, the Mechabe, Balei Miskaven, it's Ein Esrichel Gufi, because it's a Melach Hashem Esrichel Gufa. So what's Shmuel? I understand something in this Taisus. This is the same kind of question that's been asking all along, right? We're finished with these excursions, whatever they call. We're back to the main discussion in Tosfos. Agamar says Shiga Skilas Dovish and Miskaven is also by Chayav Miso. How do you explain Dovish and Miskaven in Shabbos? So first he added by Charitz. So he said three Tirutzim. It's Klachayad. It's a Melachas and a Tzichel Gufa. And every Dovish and Miskaven in Shabbos is lacks a Melachas Machshavos. Then he asked the Kashya again in regard to Ma'al Lubu B'Tchil B'Shabbos. Their attack of the three terutzim, call them A, B, and C. Klachayat is A, B is Melechas and Nesil Kufa, and C is that every Dovashim Miskaven is not a Melechas Mashavas. So of those three terutzim, which one is available by Boil B'Tchil B'Shabbos? Is it Klachayat? I don't think it's Klachayat. Why is it Klachayat? That's Derech Kalil. So A is not available. What about C? Can you say the head that it's not a Kalil of Skila because it's a Dovashim because it's not a Melechas Mashavas? Chayvul, by Chayvul you don't have that. Reb Shimon holds it, by Chayvul you don't even Melechas Hashemes. So the only teretz was that's available is Melechas and Yisrich Lupa, which is what Taisa said before. Teretz B. By Lipul B'Tchil B'Shamas. Now Taisa says, Nukasha. Reb Shimon says that the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, if not for Bosses Dover also, if not for this and Muksa, you'll be allowed to carry a candle, a lamp with a lit candle, a lit lamp on Shabbos. It might blow out, Dover Shenim is common. Taisa, but it's Dover Shenim is common. In an Isser schema. So how many of the three terutzim, A, B, and C, which ones should be available over here? Kalachayad? I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not sure. Is that called Kalachayad? Carrying them in there and it blows out. Maybe that's Kiba Kalachayad, I would think, maybe. Melach Shani Sikhul Gufa, certainly. And the third terutz also should be available. So it's not Chayvul Umavir. It's Kibui. So we should have the other terutz that it's not a Melach as Machshevis. For some reason, Taisus only gives the teretz, doesn't give the he only gives the teretz on Melachas and Tzichel Gufa. Hayin Mishun Nimechab Olem Miskaven Ein Tzichel Gufa. He doesn't give teretz number C or teretz A. I don't know why not. And then it gets worse. Miu Tema the Lishmuel Kama Perakira the Betovash and Miskaven Sovel Kerab Shimon the Melachas and Tzichel Gufa Sovel Kerab Yehuda. Shmuel paskins on the issue of Dovah Shinim Miskaven like Rav Shimon, but on the issue of Melach Hashem Yisrichel Gufa, he paskins like Rav Yehuda that is chayev. So Meila, Tais has a kasha, the cave in the summer, Rav Yehuda, Dibim Melach Hashem Yisrichel Gufa is chayev. So Hechi Shori Dovah Shinim Miskaven, So how is Rav Shimon matir lechatchila davar sheinu miskaven? The show you also got me mechem shipinei losses to say chamayim lehashir. I feel a shilu tzarif. The case over there is by tziruf. Rav Shimon says it's mutter as davar sheinu miskaven. How is davar sheinu miskaven mutter? If he doesn't, it's a davar sheinu miskaven and it's a skila. Because he can't use the head to the teretz number B of Malach Hashem Tzichel Gufa, because Shmuel Paskins, like and the issue of Malach Hashem Tzichel Gufa, Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that Malach Hashem Tzichel Gufa is chayav. So it's the chapela. What does Tyson want? So fine, you can't use teretz B, but we still have 2/3 of our teretz in our arsenal. It's kalachayat. That's maybe it's not kalachayat. Maybe mitzarif is not. Maybe it's not called mitzarif kalachayat because that's the derech to fill up the mechav. But what happened to C? It's Dovah Shem Rizkavin. It's not a Dovah Shem Rizkavin. The Shita Sari Dovah Shem Rizkavin is not a Malachas Machshavas. And this is the final in Tosis. This is the straw that breaks the camel's back. And Tosis says a different shot in Agama because of this kasha of Shmuel. Shmuel doesn't hold from Malachas and Tzichel Gufa. So Shabbos therefore is going to be a Dovah Shem Rizkavin. A Shabbos is going to be Dovah Shem Rizkavin and it's a Skila. So how can Shmuel be matir to pour water into a mechem even it was even though it's a as Dovah Shem Rizkavin, but it's a What happened to the terrors about Malachas Machshavas? I would say that this whole business in Taisa about the Re, about Malachas Machshavas. See, anyway, it's the Seder Adorim in Taisa is very strange. He's busy with the Re, then he goes away from the Re, then he comes back to the Re. That it's Sahago. But the Chatril Taisa had two tethers, just the terrors about Malachas and Shechul Gufa, maybe Klachayah. And he wasn't working with the Re. And then there's Sahago, that the Fida Re Sheet, we say another terrors, that it's that every Dovah Shem is common, it's not a Malachas Machshavas. And he has a whole Arichus about the Re. Then we get back to the text of Tosis. Then we went back to the Re, because that Haggadah somehow got itself into the Tosis again, but it really belongs to before. And now Tosis is ignoring the Re. Because in the main body of Tosis, it wasn't here. Okay, I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, hard to, very speculative. I looked in Tosis HaRosh. I don't think this whole Tosis is there. Anyway, I don't know. Otherwise, it's immediately out there. So, what's traveling this place? What does he want? Maybe he's checking the Ran, how the Ran quotes the Tosis. Maybe it's worth checking. It's late anyway, it might have been. Where's that? He has just the teretz about this about Malachas Machshavas, but he doesn't have this whole piece about Shmuel. He really can't really tell anything from that. I don't know. Anyway, let's just finish the Tosis. The Yishleim at Hodashi and Hocha Kaitz V'Siloi. The Tosis now walks away from the whole thing. La'olam Dovah Shem Miskaven is mutter even by Chai V'Skilo. Dovah Shem Miskaven is mutter. So why over here don't we allow taking out the siloy? What's the shigas chenek business in Hagamar? The hadashin hocha kites v'siloy mishum dechayshinon kishemaskel lehasir shema yishapich the leisagi lehavi psikreisha v'lo yaniach b'shulkach. We're afraid that it's going to become a psikreisha and it's going to keep going. So it's like a chashash will be pesheya. He won't stop when it becomes a psikreisha. That it's mutter. No, he's asking a kasha now. So a new kasha. According to the Mishnah says that it's mutter to take the kites on Shabbos. Machat shel yad litul besa kites. And we're not afraid that it's going to kind of turn into a psikration. It's going to keep going. That's what Tais learns Agamar. But why? It's an issa deraisa. By an issa deraisa, he was afraid he's going to keep going after it turns into a. He's going to be bold to take out the kites. He'll keep going even after it became a psikration. So in Agamar it says that's Agamar's kasha. So Agamar answers that it's Makakal, but that doesn't work according to Abshimon. Agamar answers that it's Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa. Well, what about Shmuel? Who doesn't hold for Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa? So why is it mutter to take out a kites? Teretz is, because the first Teretz of the Gemara, Makakal. Shmuel may hold like Abshimon in the issue of Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa. Shmuel doesn't hold Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa as chayav, but Mekachal might be potter. So maybe that's not a problem. That what? Right. Good point. Right. According to Rashi, that the issue of Mekachal v'chabur is totally in the issue of Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa. So Shmuel holds that Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa is if Shmuel holds Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa is chayev, no, it's all the way around. Then Makakal is takapot. If Shimon holds Makakal is chayev, it's because Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa is pot. They have an inverse relationship. If Yehuda holds Makakal is chayev, it's because he holds Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa is. If you don't Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa is chayev, so you can have a tikkun etzel achayim. So mele chayev l'maver are not exceptions to the rule, and a kalkal is. So if Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa is chayev, a kalkal is poter. And if Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa is poter, like Reb Shimon, then a kalkal is chayev. So if Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda, then Malach Hashem Yisrichu L'gufa is chayev, then a kalkal will be poter. If we get according to Rashi, this would also be good. According to Rashi, it's muchach. Taisa says it as a speculation. According to Rashi, it's muchach. Okay, let's stop here.
Maybe the third answer is not really like its own answer.
Maybe I'm just saying that even part of food, it's only a